Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Missionary Mark Mariner is from Maryland, but he married a girl here from near Chattanooga, Tennessee, and a fine young lady she is. And they're working down in the country of Suriname, and he's been telling us a lot about this week. But Mark, what about Emily and the children? How do they fit in there in Suriname?
Absolutely. My wife is called to missions just as much as I am. She's excited to serve there. Our kids are a big asset. People are not used to seeing white doll babies.
Right.
So people love stopping our kids, speaking to them, and it gives us opportunity to meet people. We have kids ministry. And so my wife worked in Child Evangelism Fellowship here in Chattanooga area. So she's able to use the gifts God has given her in our ministry there. And of course, she ministers to the ladies. So I would say my wife and kids are, they don't just match me. They're a bigger asset to the ministry. And I'm so grateful to have them.
All right. Now, you took a church that was already started and you've been working there ever since you arrived in the country?
That's right. About 9 months in, we had learned language during those 9 months is when we got plugged in. And it's been a little over a year now that we've been at that church working away. And that church is less than a mile from our house.
Okay.
And we did not know about that church when we found that house. So that's just another example that God knew that church was there and they would need a pastor.
Yeah. So I'm assuming you have a vehicle down there.
Yeah. We bought a van. It's a Toyota minivan.
Okay.
And that works very well. We're thankful for that. And the roads are good enough in the city that we don't need a four-wheel drive.
Okay.
So,
but it's city compared to country. There's more people out in the country or more in the city?
Yeah. So the city is about 50% of Suriname lives
okay.
in one city. And that's the capital that we're in.
All right.
And so for now, that's where we're based. But, you know, our desire and goal is to, as we get this church really established, to go out as a ministry center from Paramaribo, the
sure.
capital.
And then you've shared with me, so tell the listeners some of the things you see in Suriname, some great needs that are there.
Yes. So one of the things that is a very effective evangelism tool that allows us to meet a need at the same time is medical ministry.
Okay.
So Brother Sean Lunday, our director, has helped with the Amazon for Christ ministry. We were able to host last year, 2025, we brought about 35 people down and did 6 days of medical clinics. In just 6 days, we're able to help 700 plus people with medical needs, but each one is able to hear the gospel.
Amen.
So that's a huge and ongoing need. We're working on being able to use simple reading glasses and prescription glasses. We can give reading glasses for $1 and we can do prescription glasses for $5. But it gives us an uninterrupted opportunity to preach the gospel to that person. So that's a big opportunity.
Amen. And then you mentioned to me also, you have a lot of Spanish-speaking people now in the country.
Yeah. In addition to all the languages we talked about already, we have a big influx of Spanish speakers, mainly from Cuba.
Okay.
And once they get to a place where they have freedom of religion, they are very interested. And it's a big open door. But, you know, I'm working on my Dutch and I meet someone and I try to practice my Dutch and they speak back to me in Spanish. And I say, I'm sorry, I don't speak Spanish. But we're praying and we have some things in the works to organize a Bible study group
okay.
and maybe bring in another missionary to do a gospel crusade for us. But we'd love to see a Bible group started that would eventually turn into a church.
Well, we thank you for sharing with us this week. And if you're interested in getting in touch with Brother Mariner, you can get his contact information here at BIMI, and you can go back and listen to these broadcasts again.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.